Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this one and all the other 2022 draft prospects that we bring you as we lead up to the 2022 NFL Draft in Las Vegas, April 28th through the 30th. And one of the young men making his path towards that destination to hear his name on is the St. Ambrose standout defensive end, Bernard Buhaki, and so much to talk about. I told him briefly before we went live, I had to go back and look at my notes back to 2005 and Larry Brackens out of Pearl River Community College, the last time I think such a small school prospect had such a big draft hype. So we're so excited to get him on, and as we always say, we want to know more than just the name, and I think we're about to do that on this episode. With that said, Bernard, fabulous career. You got so much positive vibe around you right now, but welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's pretty good. It's getting cold out here in Iowa, but I'm used to it now. But thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. Like I said, you're such a unique prospect because you're from this small school, so there, you know, it's not like we see you every Sunday or Saturday, you know, on ESPN and College Game Day and all those other things. So kind of take us through. I mean, you got fantastic height and size, speed, athleticism. I mean, growing up, did you play football? Did you play sports? And were you the better athlete from a very early age?
So growing up, I played a lot of basketball because, you know, I always, like, loved the game of basketball. So I always, like, read about sports and things like that. I didn't really, like, play them until I, like, competitively until I got a little bit older. In middle school, I played a little football and basketball, but I didn't get too serious until high school because, you know, Texas high school football is always big, so I always wanted to be a part of that. But, yeah, my love for, like, football really grew in high school and playing at Mansfield Summit High School. So
nice. What positions were you at? I mean, were you at the end position, or did they have you in different places?
Yeah, I've always played defensive end.
Right, so that's in that. So how do you get lost in the shuffle? I mean, especially coming out of Texas, you know, that's a hotbed for, you know, college kids. How do you get, you know, I guess, you know, lost in the shuffle, I guess?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I still talk about it with some of my high school coaches and things like that because my senior year I was first team all district in what they call the SEC of Texas in our district, and out of all the defensive guys that were, like, first defensive linemen that were first team all district, I was the only one that didn't have a Division I offer. So, yeah, I don't really know. I had some, like, D2 offers, but ultimately chose to play NAIA football at St. Ambrose.
And the rest is history and a fabulous career. So, so you start doing your thing. When do you get the sense? And, you know, I've read some articles. There was a great piece, and I don't know who wrote it, but I they were talking about the Project Renewal and the Bills and the Titans stopping on campus to check you out. When do you really get the sense, Bernard, that this is a legit, you know, you could go and not have this success, but you are definitely on the NFL draft radar. When does that come to realization for you?
So there's always been, like, the conversation of it, but, you know, like, I just put it in the back of my mind. I was actually getting ready to, like, because I was graduating in December after the season. I was getting ready to – I was looking at jobs and, like, grad school, things like that. Then that's when my head coach told me that there's going to be teams, like, coming to, like, see me practice and things like that. So I didn't really, like, think anything of it until I started having the conversations with them and, like, just, like, gauging their interest into it and things like that. So after the conversations with some of the NFL scouts and things like that, I was like, this is a real possibility. And that's something that, you know, I'll just give it a chance. Like, it's something I want to pursue. Like, I'd love to play football for a very long time. So, yeah, like, so it, like, didn't really, like, hit me until, like, it was, like, October, late October, like, November, where I was talking to more and more teams and more scouts daily, and I was like, this is the actual possibility. It still really hasn't even hit me that it is a possibility, but it's all exciting. I'm just taking it all in.
And Bernard, I mean, what a luxury. Do you know how many kids that are collegiate athletes that are going through this progress that were that wished that they were in the position of these guys coming to your campus and checking you out? Did you pinch yourself? I mean, you mentioned that it hasn't really set in, but that first time you see that NFL logo for whatever team it is, and they're there to see you, to see your game film. Does that make you want it even more? Does that build the hunger up and make you just say, you know, damn, I really want to get after this?
Yeah, definitely motivated me, because I was like, this is an actual possibility. Like, I want it. It's like something I want to do. So makes me like pursue it even harder. I always remember how I felt during that that meeting during my workouts and things like that. But yeah, it definitely motivated me to work even harder.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Bernard Buhaki, the standout for St. Ambrose, kind enough to join us here on the C2P and find out more about what this young man brings to the draft table. I believe 8 games, 7 sacks, 16 tackles for loss, 43 total tackles this past season. I don't know if those statistics are right, but fabulous production. I asked all the guys that come on the show, if we threw you in that film room with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you, Bernard? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. What do you think is going to pop off tape where they're going to want to put you on that 53-man roster?
My high motor. I'm always moving around. And I'm not just like a typical pass rusher. I'm good in the run game too. I think I have great hand placement. But like, one thing that stands out about me is how quick I get off the ball and how I'm always around the ball too. So just my ball skills and just like my football IQ, that's something I pride myself on, is watching film, knowing what's going to happen before the ball is even snapped. So I think that really stands out when you watch me.
Wonderful. And I see so many variables on the internet. We have you on the show. What's your current height and weight? Because I've seen you at 6'5", I've seen you at 6'7", I've seen you at 230, I've seen you at 250. So what's actual height weight right now?
So as of last week, I am 6'6", 3/4", and I weighed in at 251 pounds.
Wow, that is legit. And the way you move, that's fabulous, Bernard. Wow, fabulous stuff. The best part is I could post that on Twitter and somebody would question where I got the information. Like, well, we actually had Bernard Buhaki on the show and he said it, but I don't know how much official we can get. What goes unnoticed? This is your program and we want to get as much information out as possible. These scouts, what do they need to know about you that they may not see on tape? Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. We talked about Project Renewal, so we know you got a commitment to the community. What do these teams need to know about you that's not part of the on-tape process, but definitely helps you become the prospect that they're going to be looking at?
Well, definitely. I was a team captain the past 2 seasons. I won the Champions of Character Award for the NAIA for my football program, which is just based on a bunch of like values off of the field. Yeah, I've worked at Project Renewal. I led my off-season team, so we always do an off-season program where you can get points for doing community service. And my team ended up winning the whole thing. I think we actually put up the most points that any off-season team has done. But it was fun leading a group of guys to do community service because, you know, it's bigger than football. Like, there's more than life to football. So helping people out and being a good person is always important.
Definitely. And, you know, reading about you prior to coming on, yeah, you definitely have. You go in depth and have done a lot of positive things for the community, and that just speaks volumes about your character. Do you get a lot of comparisons to anybody at the next level? We're not saying, hey, you think you're better than this guy, but just, you know, family, friends, coaches, teammates, they're watching Monday Night Football the next day or that night, they're texting you saying, Bernard, when we see this guy, this reminds you of you?
People used to compare me to DeMarcus Ware, but I just think that was because of, I was a Cowboys fan and that's somebody I've always watched. But I feel like a lot of people see similarities in me, like pass rushing, like Von Miller and like Bradley Chubb, people like that.
Wonderful. And you sound like a very humble young man. When do you flip the switch? When do you become this ferocious guy that's coming off the edge, creating havoc and just causing violence on the field and helping, you know, the bees become victors?
As soon as the pads come on, then I flip past the switch. Yeah, it's all good. I'm like chill off the field and things like that. People always say I am a different guy on the field because I'm very competitive and want to win. So,
yeah, you know, and that's the fun part. It's just, you know, the show. I mean, you got to be a warrior to do what you do out there on the field. Everybody that comes on the program, some guys come on, you could tell they're, you know, they got that light's lit all the time. You can just feel. And then some other guys, you could just say, hey. You know, when we're on the field, it's one thing, and when we're off the field, it's just another level. Fantastic stuff again, once again, with our guest, Bernard Buhaki, here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can download and listen to this at your leisure. How do you plan on taking the next few months on? You said you were at Quad City Athletes or Athletics, where you're training. Are you going to be there for the duration, or kind of take us through pro days and all the things, I guess, that are coming up in the next few months as you prepare for the 2022 NFL draft?
Yes, I'm signed with an agency, A&D Sports and Entertainment. So they're, like, working on my pro day and things like right now. I'd like to have one at Ambrose just because, you know, as a small school, I want to show, like, my teammates and people still playing there that it could happen to you and things like that. But I'm training at Quad City Athlete Academy with Chase Holmer. So that'll be fun. We're actually doing testing tomorrow to see where I'm at right now. So with all the progress I've done in the last few months, so in order to get me ready for any March Pro Days that I'll be participating in.
Wonderful. And talking about your agency, I mean, I don't know how it happened, but for you, you know, you might be on campus one day, your phone rings, you don't identify the cell number, and there's an agency on the other line. Does that really send this thing off into legitimacy that, dang, man, you are a real 2022 NFL draft prospect?
Definitely. I used to, like, not answer any numbers that I didn't recognize, but after everything that's going on, I try to answer every call, even if I don't know who it is. Sometimes I've been getting a lot of spam calls lately answering those, but I'll just quickly hang up on that. But my coach, actually, sometimes they call him or email him, and then he'll, like, send me their number or things like that. So, but that's how it happened.
Wonderful stuff. Fantastic show. Bernard, we're so thankful that you came on and allowed us to share you with our draft audience. Just a pleasure, and can't wait to follow you through this process. Before we end the program, we always like to – we call it three and out, a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, amongst your coaching staff at St. Ambrose, could have been any coach, your head coach, assistant coaches, coordinators. Who had the biggest pet peeves at practice, something that would set them off, but it's something you guys laugh about and you'll probably think about fondly years and years from now?
I'll say I don't really know. I guess my position coach, Ryan Zick, is I just remember one time there's, like, we have, like, red-tailed hawks that fly around practice sometimes. And I don't think it's, like, really a pet peeve, but we had the move where we're doing our defensive line indy because of the red tail hawks being around the area. So I could say that. I don't know if he's scared of birds or anything like that. Yeah, still like hearing this.
And you mentioned now, you at 6'6", 251, I don't think there's any question that you can dunk the basketball. And you mentioned your love for basketball at the beginning of the program. So if Bernard Buhaki is going to win a dunk contest, what dunk are you going to perform to win the
I would definitely have to prepare myself to do a dunk like that. I don't know, some type of windmill. I've always been fascinated with a windmill. There's always a dunk that I've always wanted to try, like I always practice doing, but some type of woman meal. But I definitely had to pull out some, like, fanatics if I was ever going to be in a dunk contest.
Yeah, I mean, us growing back up in the day, watching Dominique do the windmill. I mean, watching the dunk class when we were growing up, it was like a religious experience. I mean, Jordan and Dominique and Drexler, a little Spud Webb mixed in there. It was phenomenal. The final one for you. This thing's going to be approaching quickly. It might seem odd January 23rd that we're thinking about draft day, but that weekend will be here before we know it. That said, who's the best cook in your family, Bernard, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
You said who's the best coach?
Best cook. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared for draft day?
Definitely my mom, and she can have anything prepared, and I'll eat it. I'm actually that's actually got me excited. So yeah,
I love it, Bernard. Fabulous show. Best to you. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to follow you through this draft process.
Okay, I will. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Bernard Buhaki, the St. Ambrose standout defense production. Great character. So much to like about this young man. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.